We have helped to make peace the most important political topic for our nation. We have convinced the government that they should not recruit anyone under 18 into the armed forces. We are building unity among young people from all over Colombia that never existed before. We are spreading the idea of children as peacemakers in schools and communities in many parts of Colombia and even beyond. Children are the seeds of peace. We are the seeds that will stop the war.
Okay, we learned a little more about the movement, and we also found out more about what's been going on with the kids in this book. Some of the news is good. Remember how Farless was worried that she wouldn't be able to afford college? Well, she got a scholarship and she began to study psychology. Some of the news is not so good. Death threats have forced Juan Elias's family to move several times. Alberto's brother is still a hostage, and Maritza is still walking two paths, uncertain that the path to peace will win. For most of the kids who told their stories in this book, life is about the same as always. Many hope to go to college, though they may never be able to afford it. I hope that, like Farlis, they will someday find a way. I really enjoyed reading this book with you. The Children's Movement for Peace is pretty amazing, and the kids in this book are amazing, too. I hope that one day, the work of kids like these will bring an end to the war in Colombia. If you want to know more about the movement and why this book was written, check out the author's note at the back of the book. And if you liked this book as much as I did, be sure to recommend it to a friend.